Chapter 38. Those who possessed in highest degree the attributes of the Tao did not seek to show them, and therefore they possessed them in fullest measure. Those who possessed in a lower degree those attributes sought how not to lose them, and therefore they did not possess them in fullest measure. Those who possessed in the highest degree those attributes did nothing with a purpose and had no need to do anything. Those who possessed them in a lower degree were always doing and had need to be so doing. Those who possessed the highest benevolence were always seeking to carry it out and had no need to be doing so. Those who possessed the highest righteousness were always seeking to carry it out and had need to be doing so. Those who possessed the highest sense of propriety were always seeking to show it. And when men did not respond to it, they bared the arm and marched up to them. Thus it was that when the Tao was lost, its attributes appeared. When its attributes were lost, benevolence appeared. When benevolence was lost, righteousness appeared. And when righteousness was lost, the proprieties appeared. Now propriety is the attenuated form of leal-heartedness and good faith, and is also the commencement of disorder. Swift apprehension is only a flower of the Tao, and is the beginning of stupidity. Thus it is that the great man abides by what is solid and eschews what is flimsy, dwells with the fruit and not with the flower. It is thus that he puts away the one and makes choice of the other.